All right, guys. So I haven't recorded a podcast in some time, but I decided to go on and do that right now because I've been neglecting this podcast. I'm really sorry, guys, but it's been so crazy for me, like from losing my relationship to all the things going on with the whole COVID-19 and the COVID-19 protests, which I need to update you guys about. As you guys have seen, probably my face is all over the LA Times and Yahoo News and all over the internet. So let's get into it. But first, let's hear from our sponsors. All right, guys. Well, this one's gonna be a little bit of a quick one. I just want to kind of let you guys know what's going on with this whole entire protest thing. So here's what happened. We had some protests down in downtown HB, where a lot of us patriots went down there and to prove to the government that they cannot push us around. So as you guys know, we've all had stay-in orders now for some time. We're getting restless. We're all getting done with this crap. I'm ready to go out. You're ready to go out. We're all ready to go out. I'm sick of sitting at home, and it's starting to show on all of our faces. So and these books. So what we decided to do was have a protest, and we went there very peacefully, and we decided to congregate together. And before we went, we did send out a memo to everybody that was attending saying, if you are a person with a compromised immune system, please do not go. If you're a person who is elderly, do not go. If you take care of a person with a compromised immune system or take care of an elderly person, do not go. If you've had any new babies, do not go. This is strictly for people who are healthy with healthy immune systems who are not around people that are considered what we call high risk. That being said, there was no reason for anybody in the country to get mad at us, but so many people are online talking crap to us saying, you guys are stupid, this is retarded, give them COVID-19, all these horrible threats and mean things. But I want you guys to know this. We are resilient. We are patriots. And even people on the right are talking bad to us, but I want to let them know that they need to sit down. They never believed the media before. Why start now? The media is sending us into a frenzy. More people have died from the flu than died from the coronavirus. And believe it or not, a lot of us do not rub elbows with people that are considered high risk. So we did go, and it felt so good to finally enjoy having a hug with some people, talk to some people face to face, and actually be out in public. I enjoyed it personally. Now, the media put it all over the place because of the fact that after we were done, right when the protest ended, immediately the cops swarmed in and with SWAT team and everything and tried to tell us to disperse. Now, that's where I drew a line. I was like, why do we even have this then? They said we can have it during permit only. So we did a permit only protest, which is under government rule. And to prove that we don't want to be like controlled by the government, just to be told by the government it's over. I felt a little bit like it was kind of asinine, the ending part, but overall the protest was good. So they have my stuff posted everywhere, and they're telling everybody that we want to die, that we should die, that we don't care about the coronavirus, we think it's a hoax, all these lies, but that's not the case at all. We simply just want to be suggested by doctors what to do, and we need to do that because we take care of our families, like wear masks and stuff like wash your hands. But we should not be told we have to do it or else we'll be fined and or in jail, especially when the world is already doing what we need to do. We were told we should wear face masks, a suggestion from doctors. And what happened? They fell off the shelves. We were told we should wash our hands after the bathroom. And what happened? People bought toilet paper. People start washing their hands more. So the thing is, there's no need for the government to go on there and all of a sudden threaten us with tickets and give some tickets out in America or pull people off trains for not wearing face masks or put nails in front of a church so people can't have outside church service. I think that they're drawing lines way too deep right now with this coronavirus, and we don't have enough deaths to back it up. So that being said, if you know somebody who's died from the coronavirus personally, not a friend of a friend, but somebody personally, I want you to comment down below on this podcast and let me know what you guys think about the whole coronavirus. Do you think that the government is taking too much control? Do you think that we're not taking it serious enough, or do you think we're taking it too serious? I think it's a little bit of all three, and it is okay. We can do all three, and we can be in a position of all three. I personally believe coronavirus is real. And it is something we need to get in line. I also believe the government's taking too much control. And I also believe that we are overreacting. So we can't lie on all three sides of the aisle here. And we need to sit down and have conversation and figure out a way to continue life, open our small businesses, because those are the ones hurting the most, and let people get back to work, because this is crap. We have more people dying from the flu and we have vaccine for flu. More people dying from flu this season than coronavirus without a vaccine. So what makes you think a vaccine is going to be the tell-all anyways? That's my story, though. I'm sticking to it. I'm a little frustrated, so I'm just going to come on here and vent. I haven't done a podcast in a minute, so that's where we have been. So look up the LA Times, Yahoo News, and all over CNN. They've had my face all over this bitch. So thank you guys for listening. And like I said, in every video and now podcast, I'll see you in the next one, or you can hear me in the next one. Oh, God, COV-19. COV-2020. COVID-2020.